God said, "Let the land produce living creatures in accordance with their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was certainly done. God made the wild animals in accordance with their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. Then God saw that it was good. After that, God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea, and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Later, God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. There, for your sake, they will be yours for food for living. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was certainly so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Then there was evening and there was morning. It was the sixth day since God started creating the universe.